Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, July 16th through Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. July 16th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Your spiritual house cannot be built upon the sandy foundation of guilt over past sins. Believe in my mercy. Trust in my mercy. Only then will you be able to proceed to deeper virtue. Keep a focus on all I have provided for you, both corporally and spiritually. To become closer to my Son is to meditate on his passion and death. Pray for the church upon earth, which is involved in a quagmire of controversy. The shadows of immorality hide the power of grace that my Son offers through the sacraments of the church. Build up your spiritual household by breaking with habits of sin. Every spiritual house must be built upon holy love, the rock which supports obedience to my commandments. Such a household cannot be easy prey to evil. The greatest stumbling block to holiness for many is unforgiveness. Pray to imitate my mercy towards all and even yourself. In that way, you will firm up the rocks in the foundation of your house of holiness. Such a commitment will bring peace to your own heart and the hearts of those around you." A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. "Strive for peace with all men, and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. July 17th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Your spiritual house is secured with the nails of the truth. The holy truth, of course, is obedience to my commandments. All that opposes this truth begins to destroy your spiritual house. The compromise of truth begins as disordered self-love creeps in. Sin, no matter how minuscule, is like a wind that gradually pulls apart the spiritual house. The windows in this house are comprised of wisdom. This is heavenly wisdom that helps the soul to see what is spiritually dangerous to the spiritual house of your soul. These windows peer out to the outside world, but they also look in from the outside. The windows are discernment as to the path the soul is taking. If the spiritual windows become smudged, the soul loses sight of the path he is taking. A daily examination of conscience is your window cleaner in your spiritual house." A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, even the smallest sin creates space between the soul and my paternal heart. The holiest person may not be so holy after all if he has spiritual pride in his heart. Never be tricked by Satan into thinking you are a spiritual leader above others, that you have all the answers. Perhaps my providence places you in the situation of advising or informing others of the right path to choose. This is my doing, not your own. In such a situation, any good that you do comes from my Holy Spirit and not from human ingenuity. Be a warrior of truth, but know in your heart that truth comes from the Spirit of truth, not from your own worthiness. Spiritual pride is the tool Satan uses to destroy my relationship with many who enjoy their holiness as from themselves and not as tools of my providence. A note is given to read Titus chapter 1, 1 through 3. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to further the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised ages ago and at the proper time manifested in his word, through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by command of God our Savior. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 19th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, make a quiet space in your heart every day in which to meet me in prayer. Within this space, there is no room for phones, television, and the like. It should be just you and me. This is our space where we meet together. I will listen to your petitions. I will be able then to offer you advice. You will find peace if you surrender all your problems to my paternal care. I am here to help you. When you do not trust me, I am not free to show you my will, which is always your solution. The resolve of your heart needs to be to trust in my divine will. This alone will diminish your problems. Those who trust only in themselves are always in lack of peace. Their hearts are never at rest. Their problems are magnified. It is my will and your trust in me that offers you peace of heart. A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 20th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, you see the necessity of being united in faith and in truth. As heretics and unbelievers are given credence through the mass media. My remnant must be a strong, united force in the support of the truth. Your faith must be protected through Mary, protectress of the faith, to survive the decadence of unbelievers. Trust in me when I tell you that evil is in the forefront, united towards perverse goals. The strength of my remnant is unity in faith-filled prayer. Satan knows this and uses seemingly good people to undermine the truth. The Holy Mother is uniting the faithful in the victory of her Immaculate Heart. She is calling to each soul to enlist in her army of truth. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. July 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as the date of our next prayer event fast approaches, each soul who is coming needs to make a concerted effort to cleanse his heart of unforgiveness. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you anyone you may have never forgiven for anything, great or small. As I have forgiven you, so you must imitate my mercy and forgive all others. Unforgiveness is a great barrier to grace. The heart that has prepared in this way will be an open vessel to receive my grace. What I am saying to you today in preparation for this prayer event needs to be carried out throughout your life. A note is given to read Luke chapter 17, 3 through 4. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.